Bob Dylan was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature this week. His selection was surprising. He's the first artist to receive the award for a body of work that's almost entirely songs. While there were critics, there was also a lot of acclaim, even from outstanding longtime novelists, including Joyce Carol Oates, Stephen King, and Salman Rushdie, who called Mr. Dylan the brilliant inheritor of the bardic tradition. Sarah Danius of the Swedish Academy, who's a professor of literature, compared Dylan to Homer and Sappho, and when asked if the Nobel Committee would now include songs as literature, she replied, "The times they are a-changin', perhaps." Bob Dylan didn't add perhaps when he wrote "the times they are a-changin'," perhaps because perhaps is more difficult to rhyme. Some of us might have preferred Leonard Cohen or Stephen Sondheim as a songwriter to receive the Nobel, but there's no doubt that Bob Dylan's songs are literature that reach into our souls and have become anthems in the lives of millions. And his songs have also inspired other performers to deliver their most sensitive interpretation of his words. For example, William Shatner's Mr. Tambourine Man.
In the jingle, jangle morning, I'll come following you.
And Jeremy Irons' rendition of To Make You Feel My Love.
I know, darling. When the rain is blowing in your face.
Or the version Kesha, a truly fine singer, does of Don't Think Twice, It's All Right.
I'm saying that you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind.
And song stylist Sebastian Cabot's unforgettable
It Ain't Me, Babe.
A lover for your life and nothing more. It ain't me, babe. No, it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe.
The words of Nobel laureate Bob Dylan as you've never heard them before.
John is in the basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat badge I laid off says he's got a bad call for us to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway looking for a new friend. The man in the coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10. Maggie comes bleed, but face full of black soot, talking at the heat, put plants in the bed, but the phone's tapped anyway. Maggie says the minute, say they must bust an early man, orders from the DA.